always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
Vic Porcelli.
Come on, you're Italian. You understand.
Every day is a busy day all of a sudden.
You talking to me?
Tough and smart, and I love Italian, so you know, he's definitely Italian.
At least I have this show to come and talk about it and let some stuff up.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
The Vic Porcelli Show.
Good morning, freedom fighters. Freedom fighters.
That's
morning.
Right.
You good?
Yeah, good morning on debate day.
Yeah, it's debate day, all right. I'm so nervous about this tonight.
Why?
Because I have no problem. I have all the faith in the world that Donald Trump will present himself as the president of the United States. It's just all the fixing and all the rigging that's going to be going on.
I hear all the prognosticating by everybody, and I'm of the opinion it's going to be a party. I know Trump is going to be getting hammered. I know that the odds are against him for being fair. It's going to happen. We should accept that, know it, and I think the American people, this is what I'm excited about. I am pretty confident that the majority of this country is aware of what's going to go down tonight. It's not going to be 50-50. Trump has actually stepped bravely into a den of wolves.
Into the snake pit, yeah.
Exactly. And I think that looks better on Trump. I think it looks bad that all these rules and everything from CNN to for Joe Biden, I think that looks really bad for Joe Biden.
Yeah. So we're having a big party tonight at Johnny's Hideout. Yeah. We'll get into that in just a little bit. Also, Karen Catalan's on vacation for a couple of weeks. I don't know who authorized this. I didn't sign off on it.
I don't know.
So if anybody's Jewish, wants to give us a call and be a stand-in Jew for the day, that's fine. Give us a call, 314-912-1019. Careening into the abyss at 925, we'll hear breathy Karine Jean-Pierre and this president who's just so great.
And everything's going down. I don't know what you're talking about. Everything's going down.
Leighton Gray is going to talk to us today about the Julian Assange case. He was released. Plea deal. I don't know what. Hey, maybe that's a Jew calling in now. Who knows? Jews get in first today. The Julian Assange case, Leighton Gray will talk to us about that at 9:41. Nate Lucas at 10:05. Porcelli's Deli today at 10:25. So big Thursday. And, you know, like I said, Karen, I don't know, it just feels weird starting a Thursday without her. So we just need anybody Jewish, you know? AJ Mall, if you're out there, you want to give us a call. Anybody who's of the Jewish faith, we'd love to have your take on stuff. No Jew?
No.
No Jew. Okay.
It is Suzanne in Eureka, though. She says hello.
Oh, my God. I love her. Really love her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who's leading us?
Sonia Morris.
Project 21.
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Sonia Morris, go ahead.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What did Suzanne say? She want to come on the air?
No.
Okay. She said how much she loved me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's get back to this debate tonight.
Yeah.
It's funny that when people talk about debates in the past, there's two debates that always come up. One, of course, is Ronald Reagan. You heard Bill O'Reilly talk about, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Brilliant line. The whole thing about, I won't exploit my opponent's inexperience because everybody called him old.
Right.
And the other one is Nixon and Kennedy in 1960, which was made for John Kennedy, handsome guy, poised behind the camera. And Nixon was sweating. He was, Nixon didn't have to say a word, and he lost that debate. It was crazy.
Yeah, I saw some analysis of that whole thing that transpired between Nixon and Kennedy. On the radio, Nixon said, they said Nixon had it.
Yeah.
You know, on the radio, when you listen to the actual debate without seeing them and seeing Nixon sweating, it looked like it sounded like Nixon had it in the bag. But then you saw the TV version, and it really added to it.
Totally.
And made Kennedy. Totally.
And that's a good point. More people probably listened to radio than TV at that time. Do you have number 24 you can play for us, Ken? So here's the thing. Everybody on our side is saying, are we going to see State of the Union, Joe? Or are we going to see every other day of the year, Joe? Right?
Right.
State of the Union, Joe was jacked up on some kind of amphetamines or something. And every other day of the year is just mumbling, stumbling, stupid stuff.
And if you're not, you're not being intellectually honest if you don't agree with that. Because every other day he is lost.
Lost.
Except for that night.
And if you remember, during the State of the Union, he started to wind down a little bit, right?
Right.
The drugs were wearing off a little bit.
You could see it. You could actually see it.
So, you know, I mean, towards the end of this debate, and this debate is a little different, too, because there's no teleprompters for him. He can't even bring notes to the table. They can, there'll be a pad and paper, like a pad and pencil. They can write stuff while they're debating, but they can't bring any pre-written notes.
How much can they make sure that Joe doesn't have an earpiece?
That's a great point, Ken. Nowadays, they make hearing aids that are so small you can hardly see them.
Right, right.
So, and they obviously Bluetooth or whatever. What the Trump camp should do is find some electronic way
scrambler
to buzz it out, scramble it, you know?
Could you imagine if they could do that and you had one? And Joe Biden starts going, what?
They should replace with what they're trying to say to Joe with the ball game, you know? So Joe will go, well, you know, it's 2 hours to the bottom of the ninth. But that's one thing. So the drugs, though, Donald Trump asked that Joe Biden be drug tested before the debate. And here's the answer.
For President Trump asking President Biden for a drug test going into Thursday night, what's your reaction?
I mean, I don't even really know what to say about that. I worked on Hillary Clinton's campaign. You know, she also debated him very effectively. He accused her of being on drugs.
He didn't accuse her of that, did he?
No. He accused her of being a murderer, which she is. No, he didn't accuse her of being a
murderer. He accused her of being a criminal, but not being on drugs.
The left kills me sometimes. And again, Karine Jean-Pierre does the same thing during the press briefings every day. That's so ridiculous. That Joe on drugs? What?
Joe.
Come on. Joe doesn't take drugs.
Yeah, that's like saying they found cocaine in the White House.
Right. God, come on. There was no cocaine in the White House. The laptop was Russian disinformation. Come on, guys.
He didn't have a son that was involved in anything wrong.
They're so elitist. Egocentric. I hate him.
And I understand your concern about tonight's debate and what Trump has to overcome. I just think that if it gets that bad, if it gets to the point where Jake Tapper is saying, okay, I understand your answer, Mr. Trump, and he will say Mr. Trump.
Right.
But that's wrong. Anyway, we're going to go on to the next
question. I don't even think he's going to go that far. I think he's just going to say, nope, that's not true. Okay, Joe, here's your question.
And I get that. I think if that becomes the norm, Trump's going to stand. Okay, you know what? Screw all the protocols. I'm done. Let's have a debate now.
And here's the thing, too.
And that's what I want.
Donald Trump has the opportunity, if he says something, and when his mic is cut off, and then Jake Tapper says, well, that's not true, right? And then they'll go to Joe and ask Joe a question. Then when they come back to Trump, he can easily go back and say, yeah, it was true.
It was true. And let's relitigate it again.
There's no way he has to not say that. They can't keep him from saying anything, can they?
Right, no.
They can't cut off his mic while he's talking.
Well, I think this is why I'm pretty confident about the whole thing anyway, is because if they start playing these games, Vic, if they start doing the cutoff and then making comments while Trump's mic is off and kind of snickering about it, because the look on their faces will be, oh, we can't have that. Anyway, Mr. Biden, or President of the United States, Joe Biden, you know, that kind of thing. I think that the American people are going to see that.
Mm-hmm. I hope so, Ken. You know, the American people, you say the American people, there are people who will watch this debate tonight and not realize what you're saying.
Right.
They'll say, oh, that Joe Biden, he's just, boy, that Donald Trump, he's just a bully, you know?
But you're not going to get them anyway, though, Vic.
Yeah, no, I get that. So you're talking about the independents? We need the independents.
I'm talking about the people who are, if there are any left that are questioning who should be president of the United States on January 20, 2025. Mm-hmm. When they're standing there looking at that, they're not going to say, oh, well, I'm just going to go ahead and agree with what they're doing to him. They're going to say, wait a minute, let him answer.
Yeah.
I mean, if it gets that bad, you're going to have a lot of aggravated people.
I thought of another thing yesterday. Remember when yesterday or a couple of days ago, Donald Trump said, I've picked my VP and he'll be at the debate? Do you remember he said that?
Yeah.
How are we going to know? There's no audience.
I think there are three people that are allowed who are going to be there. I think there are three candidates for VP that are going to be there.
In the audience?
What I read is there. I don't know. I don't think there'll be.
That's terrible reporting. Whoever you read that is terrible reporting, because I'm not the only one in the country saying this.
No. Yeah, I agree with you.
Right?
Right. Because when I read that, they said they will be there.
Okay. That means nothing. They could be backstage. We can never see them.
Right.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Okay. Otherwise, nothing's true. No audience means no audience to me.
None.
Right?
Right.
So Donald Trump's VP will be there tonight. Where is there? Nobody thought to ask anybody, where is there? Am I the only one that's asking, where is there? Are they going to be in the audience? Then the no audience thing wasn't true. And what's going to be happening on the Biden side? Or are they going to be backstage somewhere where we'll never see them anyway? Because the thing was, well, let's see who's there. Who's going to be his VP? Well, we may never see who's there.
Right. And can I want to add something else. When they announced that there would be no audience, why? Why no audience? Let's have Americans in the audience. I'm getting tired of them trying to homogenize this whole thing. Mm-hmm. They're trying to make it so pristine that we're not going to get any answers.
Yep. Sorry, it's me. Sorry.
No, they're just not going to be getting any answers, Vic. I mean, we're going to get. You say this. You say this. Okay, let's go to the next guy. Let's get the. It's going to be so. I don't know. Distilled. That it's just not going to be what a true debate. I'm talking about a debate. You remember in college we had debate. In high school we had debate. Hmm. It became fiery sometimes.
Did you do that?
I did in high school.
Did you?
Yeah.
A little bit.
I was okay. I wasn't, you know, you had some real stars, but, you know.
We didn't have any debate thing.
Yeah, we had debate class.
Unless I just didn't pay attention, which is altogether possible. Years later, I could meet somebody I graduated. Debate? We had debate. I had no idea. Because I don't remember a drama department. I don't remember plays. I don't remember them putting on
really?
Plays.
Really? I was in plays.
I don't remember any of that happening.
So you're the play guy, and I was actually in plays in high school.
You're right. Not then. I was just a jock.
We had debate teams that would go to different schools.
Wait a minute. We're talking about me.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Vic. It's all about Vic.
Okay.
Back then, I wasn't that guy. I wasn't the, you know, person in front of the crowd. I wasn't the stand-up comedian. I wasn't the actor back then. I was just a jock. I played football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball in the spring. You know, there was no time to do any of that. But if there was, I don't know. I know I didn't pay attention a lot when I was in high school. I had a lot of people help me, if you know what I'm saying.
No, I get it. My baseball coach would make me practice year-round. And actually, during certain classes, he'd say, hey, you want to come out and help me with the field?
Ah.
Which was a very bad idea.
Right. Was it during study hall or take it out of a regular class?
No, it was a regular class. Hey, well, I need 10. We're going to go out here.
Wow.
You know, and later on, I realized, hey, you know, you shouldn't have gotten me out of English because I'm having a little trouble here in college.
English this semester.
Right. But at the time, you know, you're going to say, oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
So anyway, yeah. And I mean, there was one little improv thing that I was at one time. It wasn't in my class. They let me sit in. And that was it. That was all that I did. But anyway, God, my God, we've had to get here.
I know.
So I think that tonight, Joe Biden, this is so important. Joe Biden has to stand for 90 minutes. Okay. He has to not leave that stage or that podium even during commercial breaks, right?
Now, see, I'm hearing different things again. I'm hearing, and maybe someone should call in and correct us, because the last thing I read, there was a possibility they would be sitting and there would be breaks.
Oh, my God. I didn't hear any of that.
That changes. I don't know if it's true or not. So maybe if one of our listeners do know.
See, that's another problem, Ken. That's another problem. Why can't we just find out?
This should have been decided weeks ago.
Okay, so that if what Ken says is not true, then from what I understood, it was going to be they both will be standing. They both will not be able to talk to anyone or leave the stage, but they better pee before that thing starts.
Yeah.
I always think like a guy with a big prostate. But they need to think about this. And Ken, you know, I bring this up kind of like a joke. Professional wrestling, right? You watched professional wrestling when you were a kid,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Me too.
With my grandma, actually.
And the ref would do a quick kind of pat down to see if anybody had any foreign objects. They call them foreign objects.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd check their trunks. They'd, you know, look at their ears or the bottom of their boots. It took 2 seconds and it was crap because it was, you know, it's fake wrestling. But they need to do something like that, because the hearing aid thing, I don't know how we'd know or find out about.
You wouldn't
that.
Be able to see it. You even said earlier, you said that they make them so small now you can't even see them. And how long would a blood test take?
It's not that time. Time's not the issue to them. They don't want the country to know that he can't function unless he's drugged up.
This is what I think a lot of the independents, Vic, are going to be looking at. They're going to say, okay, I get it. But why are they not allowing this? Why are they saying that you can't have an audience? Why there are all these different rules? I think a lot of independents are going to say, look, these rules, if they go down the list, they favor Joe Biden. Everything. They don't favor Trump. Right. I actually think if they're going to cut the mics off the way they're talking about, I actually think that favors Trump.
To your other point that you said just before that, what kind of a true news outlet is CNN? That they would allow this to happen. Rules that would favor one candidate over the other. They're supposed to be objective. Mr. Our nightmare is over. Our long national nightmare is over. Our man that talks like Hitler is the president. Is moderating the debate, really? And nobody says, well, what kind of a news organization are you to be able to let that happen? There shouldn't be an advantage for anybody. There shouldn't be an advantage for Trump. Trump doesn't need an advantage.
We've got a great area called Lincoln County that listens to us, Vic, and there's a listener on the line here. I didn't get their name, though.
All right, then I'll have to do it like Larry, what's his name? Larry King would do it. All right, Lincoln County, hello. Hi.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
I'm good, how are you?
I got a question for you, and see if y'all thought about this. Okay. My wife and I was talking about it last night. What if that's not Joe Biden at all?
Oh, my God. Oh my God!
I've actually seen people talking about that on social media.
What if that's a double?
What's your name?
Willie.
What if it's not Joe Biden? What if it's somebody who looks like him? What if it's an AI thing of him?
Looks like him, sounds like him, has been coached on all the questions and has all the right answers.
And Willie, to your point, I actually saw a side-by-side 6 pictures that someone posted of Joe Biden, recent pictures of him, and every one of them is different. Yeah. It's weird. Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
hey, you know what? I don't rule anything out, Willie.
We don't know.
Most presidents, when they are in office, have a double so that they can fool the public in thinking they're going some one place and they're actually in another.
Yeah.
They sound like them. They act like them.
Hey, Willie.
I don't trust the Democrats at all.
I got you, baby.
We agree with you.
We do not at all. Hey, great to have you on, Willie, from Lincoln County. Thank you so much, my man.
Yes, sir. God bless.
God bless you.
My Lincoln County resident. Okay.
Whoosh, Willie.
Whoosh, my Willie.
Whoosh.
Whoosh, my Willie. That sounded very dirty. Porcelli's Deli, 10:25 today.
I think everything sounds dirty to you. I really do.
What's that supposed to mean?
Everything sounds dirty to you.
What are you saying?
Whoosh.
Okay. Nate Lucas at 10:05. Leighton Gray, the Julian Assange case is, I don't want to say over.
No, it's not over. It's probably not going to be over for a while.
I think even after it's, in quotes, over, He knows how to hack into all these sites. He may go at it again.
He has a lot of information.
He may go at it again. Right, and the stuff you already gathered, Ken. You're right.
Right, right.
And Careening Into the Abyss is next on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL, number one for live and local conservative talk.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on NewstalkSTL.com. It's News Talk STL.
I think if anybody should be in the audience, Samuel L. Jackson should be in the audience.
See, that's the way to get things started, is to have him in the audience.
Before we get to what we're doing here, Kenny, little breaking news, even though it was leaked. The Supreme Court, with the abortion access ruling in Idaho, I believe. We'll dig into that when we get a little more information about it. But the Supreme Court had another leak, accidentally uploaded this Idaho abortion ruling, just like the Dobbs ruling.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on? I'm not talking about how they rule right now, okay? I'm not talking about how many Democrats, how many Republicans, how many conservatives, how many liberals are on the board. What I'm saying is, what the heck with the clerical system at the Supreme Court?
They need, that's criminal. They need to, they could figure, they know who it is. There are so few people involved. They know who this is.
But they're not going to give them up. Well, because what if it's them? I think the Dobbs decision was one of them. You know, Susie Moore thinks it was Kennedy, Justice Kennedy, on his way out.
Okay.
It could have been. Who knows? The problem is, it shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen.
Then they need to be censured in some way. This cannot happen.
I cannot take any responsibility for the picture that Ken put up on the stream right now for our next feature. Go ahead, let's go.
And now on the Vic Porcelli Show, the peaceful, relaxing sounds of Careening Into the Abyss.
All right, welcome to Double Doit Thursday. On every Double Doit Thursday, we do Careening Into the Abyss. Listen to our press secretary, whose name is, wait a minute, come to me. Her name
is Robespierre!
Right, Karine Robespierre. Wait, what is it?
Robespierre!
No, it's Karine Jean-Pierre.
All right, fine. When she approaches the podium, we'll listen to her. Oh, there she is now. Look out, watch out.
Come on.
God, her body must be so bruised every Thursday. Getting triple doited?
She's got a lot of bruises on her head today.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, a first for this pro. A triple doit and a 10 from the tough Russian judge.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
She's going to attempt the very hard triple doit. Are you ready, sir?
Yeah.
All right. Careen me.
So yes, you know, eggs and milk, and there were grocery things that were
Stop.
Up. It has gone.
There are grocery things. When you say there are grocery things, you're a person who hasn't been in the grocery store in a lot of years, because you don't say grocery things. You say groceries.
I would say that, yes, she's been in the grocery store, but she just can't verbalize that.
Her job is to verbalize, Ken.
She couldn't say things in the grocery store. She had to say grocery store things.
She sends her little peons to go, you white boy, go get my groceries.
Food.
Go get my grocery things.
Store. Oh, those are grocery store things.
All right, go ahead.
And there were grocery things that were up.
Grocery
it has things. Gone down. It has gone down since 2022. Gas prices, because of the actions
Stop.
That this
president... You're the breathy?
Yeah.
Gas price because of this president.
Yes. I'm Baghdad Bob.
What? She, you know what? In a way, she's worse than Baghdad
she's
Bob.
She's worse. She is.
Because Baghdad Bob is nothing we can see with our own eyes being there, unless we're, you know, brave soldiers and Marines and stuff.
Yeah.
But we're at the grocery store every week. We're at the gas station every week. We see that what she's saying is not true. And let me tell you something. Tonight, I hate to get back on this debate, but tonight, if he says, you know, when I took office, inflation was at 9%. Right in front of the guy that had inflation at 1.4%.
Right.
If Jake Tapper doesn't say, Mr. President, I'm sorry, you're wrong, it was not 9%, debate's over for me.
That should disqualify everything after that.
Right. If he agrees with how much the gas prices have come down, the grocery things have come down.
Grocery things.
It's not like you brought them down from record low prices. You brought them down from record high prices.
Right.
It's striving for mediocrity. That's the whole, this whole administration is striving for mediocrity.
And she even said it right there. She said, the grocery things are going down. Listen, they're not going down.
You can't,
they're not going down right now.
You can't soar with the eagles if you're flying with turkeys.
Got it.
Got it.
Okay. I'm gonna
jot that down.
I am right now.
Attribute that to me when I'm dead. Like Vic used to say.
My old Vic used to say.
Why upset the old, my old Vic?
Because it's like old dad.
But you said it. I was going to say it too, but I was like, no, I'm not.
Okay.
All right. Are we done with that one?
No.
No, for God's sakes. Go ahead.
President took, and let's not forget, there was an invasion, but Russia did obviously into Ukraine that caused gas prices to tick up.
You see, when somebody talks like that, they're lying.
Right. First of all, that whole thing about the gas prices going up, they were going up before. They were continuing to go up with it, and I'm sure it didn't help. But when she says tick up, that means
a tick. You're right. Ken, you're right.
2 or 3 cents.
A tick is a little tiny bit.
It started to tick up a little bit. We're over $1 a gallon higher right now.
Can I go back to a poker analogy? Yeah. We talked about this the other day.
Yeah.
That if you're bluffing at a poker table, you probably can't carry on a conversation.
Yeah.
You'll stutter and stammer. Play the last 20 seconds of that. This is a perfect example of somebody who can't carry on a simple conversation when her job is to carry on a simple conversation.
Right.
Play it.
And let's not forget, there was an invasion, but Russia did obviously into Ukraine that caused gas prices to tick up.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how you know they're lying.
Yeah.
When they can't just articulate what they're trying to say.
Except for the fact she can't articulate anything, but I understand what you're saying. I understand that.
Wait, whoa. You're right. Because she's always lying.
Right.
That's why she can't articulate everything every day.
She's always lying.
President took action, tapped the SPR, and we saw gas prices go down.
When did we see gas prices go down, Vic? When did we see that go down?
Well, obviously, when they were $4 a gallon to now, when they're at $3.60.
It was over $4 a gallon.
Right.
And it ticked down. I'll say tick then, because it only ticked down a little bit. It didn't go down a whole lot.
This is when I say, if somebody is, and I'm not making fun of anyone at all. If somebody drinks too much, right?
Right.
And then for one day they don't drink, they say, well, I didn't drink today, so I'm cured. I'm good.
I'm good.
See what I'm saying?
See what I did?
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
You let the gas prices go up to $4 a gallon, and now they're down a little bit, and we're supposed to be proud and happy for you?
Right.
Really?
Right.
The president has met the moment
the
of
one?
Every issue that we have had in front of us.
He has met the moment of every issue that we've had in front of us. He's please, met the moment.
Please make this audio clip end.
It's over.
Oh, God. Thank God. All right. Let's do something else.
We got time for one more.
Oh, boy. So I got to pick?
Yeah.
Okay. 10, please. Okay. Number 10.
All right.
Kareem me.
I think you're right. I think there is so much misinformation, disinformation, as we've been talking about. You talked about the video of the president wandering, and it's not true, right? The president wasn't wandering. He was talking to a parachuter that was right in front of him. And what you saw is the Republican Party really manipulating what was being said and what was being seen by the American people. It's also very insulting to the folks who are the viewers who are watching it. And so we believe we have to call that out. We've been calling it cheap fakes. That is something that came from directly from the media outlets and calling it that, fact checkers and calling it that. And so we're certainly going to be really, really clear about that as well.
All right. We can end this whole debate on the parachute thing by calling Giorgio Meloni on the phone.
That'd be one of the ways.
It's the only way you need.
But your eyes, Vic, the group of G7 leaders were in a cluster looking at one guy.
God, I get it. That's not what she's saying. She's saying he wasn't wandering. You're wrong. You are a MAGA extremist. You.
Right, right.
He was not wandering.
No,
okay?
No.
So, I mean, get Giorgio Meloni on the phone and we can ask her. We can have Drew Thomas Allen translate for us, right?
Yeah.
Into Italian. What was he doing, Prime Minister Meloni? What was he doing?
Why did you have to mask yourself and actually work your way over to him very casually, but obviously,
right,
to get him to turn around? Why did you do that? And then after she turned him around, Vic, all the other leaders clustered behind him.
Yeah.
It was a setup. They said, watch him. Just we can't be there. Watch him.
I can't do this anymore.
I know.
I can't.
Can't do it, Ken.
Don't make me fall off my chair. I'm waiting.
Three.
Once again, he's going to attempt the very difficult triple play. Oh, and a 10 from the tough Russian judge. All right, so Julian Assange has been released. He's a free man. I mean, is he right?
Yeah, in Australia, in his home country.
So he's a free man.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens. Let's see what they'll arrest him for next. We'll talk to Leighton Gray about that. He's next on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL, number one for live and local conservative talk.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
Whoosh. Hi, it's Dr. Ben Carson, and you're listening to The Vic Porcelli Show on News Talk STL.
Thank you, Dr. Carson. All right. Hey, tonight, big debate watch party at Johnny's Hideout in High Ridge. Tim Jones and Chris Arps will be doing their show down there from 4 to 6 o'clock. The party starts at 7. Debate starts at 8, and the debate will be a party all in itself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Freedom Principal Mo, St. Louis Young Republicans, and Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning bring you our entire party. Details are at newstalkstl.com. And something the morning show said this morning I completely agree with. You want to get loud and Trump makes a great point. You want to get up and yell and fist bump. You go right ahead.
We need to be the crowd that they should have there.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly right.
So join us and be that crowd.
All right, so let's talk about Julian Assange was released from prison after a long time hiding out in a consulate where do the ambassadors go? The
embassy,
yeah. And then in actual prison in Britain. He's out now in his home country of Australia. Leighton Gray, who is a partner at Gray Woke, did I say that word right? Is it Woke Spencer LLP? What's that middle word there, Leighton?
It's woke, and my partner really doesn't like the way that sounds.
How should I say? I agree with him. How about if we go, wowk, wow. That's better, right? All right. So, Leighton, the Julian Assange story has been such a dividing, mysterious kind of thing. First of all, he's out of jail right now. Is he, in quotes, a free man? Yes or no?
Yes, he is. And the question is, well, I have two questions. Number one, why? And perhaps more importantly, why now? As you know, as you recounted, he was originally arrested in London on a Swedish warrant 14 years ago. He was being held on sexual assault charges that were ultimately dropped. And then he's arrested in the UK for charges of breaching his bail conditions, and he's been there ever since. He's been under a U.S. extradition order since 2019 that was never executed. But what's interesting now is that, you know, this plea deal comes as a lot of pressure mounted on Joe Biden to drop this long-running case against Assange. And a lot of that pressure is coming from the government of Australia all the way up to the prime ministerial level. You know, for not very good reason, just saying, oh, the case dragged on for too long. But one of my questions is, why does Australia want him back so badly? And you know, and secondly, why now? And I think the way this plea deal amounts to, I mean, he's pleading guilty. He has pled guilty yesterday in Saipan. He was flown there at a cost of $500,000.
Right.
And he pleads guilty to one charge. He was exposed to 18, could have gone to jail for 175 years. Kind of sounds like Trump. And that's a clue to maybe why this is happening. I have a sense that the answer to the question why and why now is that I think Julian Assange may be linked to or tied to what's going on in the United States right now with lawfare. And the reason why I say that is because back in 2014, Assange, he leaked, as part of WikiLeaks, some of these emails about Hillary Clinton. And, you know, when she was Secretary of State, and how through her and her campaign manager, John Podesta, they leaked information about funding ISIL and ISIS through Saudi Arabia and Qatar. And my sense is that he's been hiding out all these years, mainly from the Clintons. Because he has the ability to spill the tea on them. And so he could be a very key figure. If there were a lawfare attack on the Clintons right now, he could be a very key figure in that. And so what's going to be very interesting to see unfold is, what will he do now? He's free in Australia, as free as a bird. Mike Pence is really unhappy about this. He tweeted something out saying, Julian Assange endangered the lives of our troops in a time of war and should have been prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But the question is, what is Julian Assange going to do now? Is he going to go off and live a quiet life and write his memoirs in Australia? I doubt it. I think that we're going to be hearing a lot more from him in the near future.
Yeah, Kenny and I were just talking about that, Leighton. You know, if now that he's released, he may start leaking all these things from back then, find new leaks. So a couple mm-hmm. things. I wrote down a couple of things here while you were talking. The U.S. warrant was for espionage, right?
Yes.
And that's a pretty serious charge.
Very serious. I think that's what Mike Pence is complaining about. Interestingly, a person named Jody Ginsburg, who's chief executive of the Committee to Protect Journalists, a full-on leftist, she said she was delighted that the news of Assange's release, and this is what they said. They said if he had been extradited to the U.S., and prosecuted under the Espionage Act, it would have been had serious implications for journalists globally who seek information in the public interest, classified documents, and who then publish them in the public interest. That sounds a lot the way the Democrats talk about protecting democracy. So it's very interesting to see the way the left is sort of lining up to protect him. But then on the other side, it's weird because, you know, someone like Tucker Carlson, who is not a leftist, caught what he said to a journalist yesterday in Australia. But he tweeted out, he said that Julian Assange is a good man, finally free, and the tide is turning. I wonder what tide he's talking about.
Yeah. Okay, so that's that. I you know what? I'm not smart enough to get into all that. I'm certainly no Tucker Carlson. So the stuff, though, that Julian Assange had on Hillary Clinton mm-hmm. makes me fear for his life, first of all. And second of all, he still has that stuff. He can release it at any time, yeah. Right?
He does. And I think that it is going to come out. And I think it's going to come out in the context of a lawfare attack against the Clintons, which who as you know, are directly connected to Obama, who are directly connected to Joe Biden. And I don't know if you guys heard, but you've got something happening in November in the United States.
It's something like that. Import. I think it's the 5th.
Yeah.
I think it's November 5th. That's all over our street.
About the debates, did you see the crazy rules that CNN is imposing?
Yeah, we talked about it at length earlier.
My God.
You got to tune in earlier, Leighton, man. You're late. Be with us right at 9 o'clock. What the hell are you doing? All right, and my final thing about everything you said there, can you please limit the amount of times you say WikiLeaks? Because every time I hear it, I have to go to the bathroom. Okay.
Okay. Right.
Kenny's got a question for you.
Hey, Leighton, a lot of people and many of our listeners actually are saying, well, yeah, the United States, they have all these offenses against Julian Assange, but mm-hmm. we don't trust our government right now.
No, we don't.
You know, that. And so who is right? Who is correct here? Yeah. I mean, we don't know where to turn at this point, and that's really a bad thing for this country.
It's a terrible thing.
Well, that is a problem generally, isn't it? I mean, that goes right down to loss of public confidence in media that used to exist. You know, the Walter Cronkite days are gone.
Yes.
What's interesting about Assange, though, is that although he hacked into 25 websites, including the Pentagon, he was politically biased in what he leaked. He never exposes anything about Trump. He's publicly defended Putin. He pushes the official 9/11 narrative. And so I don't see that in terms of looking at Assange as a hero or a villain. I don't know if it's that simple. He's sort of more like Batman, something in between. But I think that it's very doubtful that he's going to say anything publicly that's going to harm Trump. And so if I were the Clintons tonight, I would be
planning his murder. You could say it. Planning his murder. You know what?
Not me. You said it.
Listen.
He might get suicided. Let's put it that way.
I am. Yeah. I've said, Leighton, I've said a million times on this show, out of 330 million people in this country, there's not one person who's not biased, right? When I hear nonpartisan, yeah. I'm like, you're full of crap. Everybody, I have a bias. Ken has a bias. When you said he's not going to really say
anything about Trump, I'm like, right on, you know? So yeah. I guess everybody takes this story depending upon who you're rooting for. And unfortunately for this, for anybody who says differently, we're rooting for Trump. So that's that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the politics right now are very polarized. They're very partisan. The Democrats are mainly responsible for that, in my opinion. And so this is the world we live in. But I don't think we've heard the last of Julian Assange. I think he's going to play a significant role going forward in the upcoming election debate.
See, I agree with that totally, yeah.
Leighton Gray, we really appreciate your time today. Apologize to your partner. Actually, have him thank me, okay? Because now it's Gray Wauk Spencer, okay?
I will. If I could just mention before I go, but please have people check out my podcast. It's called Gray Matter.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere you find podcasts. And also check us out. Our X page is at Gray Matter Convo. Lots of great content there. And if you like it, please follow us. And I want to thank you guys for having me on.
Of course. Our pleasure. Now, listen, Gray Matter. What an unbelievably great name for a podcast. When your last name is Gray, right?
Right, right.
And Gray Matter was the company that Walter White worked at before the whole Breaking Bad thing happened, I believe.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah.
You can thank me on the podcast.
Yeah, we're big fans of that, too.
All right.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Bye now.
So, you know, I mean, the Julian Assange thing is an enigma. It really is.
It is. And you've got a lot of good points on both sides. I just hesitate when the United States government says something about someone. These days I am very, very concerned about their opinion,
right,
and whether I agree with it or not. Hey Vic, we've got a listener on the line.
Oh, I had no idea. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Mustafa from Overland.
Okay, Mustafa, go ahead.
Yes, hello.
Yeah,
oh, hold on. We got a little technical glitch going on here.
Hold on here. I'll drop it. There we go.
It's Mustafa, not Mufasa, right? Like the Lion King?
It's Mustafa.
Yeah, my dad named me after the Lion King.
I'm sorry. I'm 12
this
years
is
old.
You're please talking
please
to,
excuse me.
It's completely fine. I got a couple questions. One, I don't know if you guys see Biden tweet about the gas prices yesterday and how he bragging about he's fighting to get it lower. Well, the national average is $3.50.
Right. Wow.
A little higher than when Trump was president, right?
He bragging about how he's trying to get it lower.
Yeah.
In 2019, the average wage we enjoy under President Trump is way less than the average $3.50 we suffering now.
Listen, where Ken lives down in Afton, the Circle K there
was $1.81.
$1.81.
2 years.
Are you kidding me? So, did you have another point? Because we have to move on here, Mustafa.
Sure. The second question is, it's kind of a funny comment/question. Were there any confirmation out of the White House about the essentials Biden packed in his debate bag, such as adult-sized diaper.
You know what? They marry. I don't want to, you know, yes. I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
I don't know if they count that as a national security secret, but.
You know what? We're in so much trouble, man. I mean, we look so weak to the rest of the world. They could just stomp on us at any point now with our all. I love that we have an all-voluntary military. And it's the recruitment is down so far. I'm so worried, and everything's woke, and you got to ask somebody's pronoun before you shoot them, you know?
I don't know anybody with a full conscience or full common sense would serve under this president.
They don't have the confidence to serve. They don't have that pride to serve. They need to get that back, and I think Trump will do that. I really do.
You know, they're going to be left alone. Like, they're going to be... There is a soccer team in England, their slogan is say, you'll never walk alone. Under this president, everybody will walk alone.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
All right, man, listen, thank you. So where are you calling from? Where in the area are you calling from?
St. Louis, Overland, Missouri.
Okay, great. Is that at 101.9 or 94.1?
101.9.
Perfect. Don't forget, you can get the app, and your phone is also a radio, Mustafa. You can listen to us right on the phone app.
I'm actually doing it right now as I'm doing my job.
Perfect. Thank you so much for listening, man.
Yeah,
we appreciate
you, Mustafa.
Yep, have a good one.
You too.
So,
and up in Lincoln County, they're probably listening in 94.1.
Absolutely are. And we talked to Willie, who somebody in the chat box wants to nominate Willie for St. Louis City Mayor.
So get ready to run, Willie. Yeah. Come on down to St. Louis. You'll be able to run for mayor.
Okay, so
I don't think we've ever spoke to Willie before today.
No.
I don't think we talked to Mustafa.
I don't think so.
He took it very well, my Mufasa joke, by the way.
Oh, but yeah, I think he has listened. It's obvious he's listened enough to know the Vic Porcelli personality.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mufasa. But two new listeners. I mean, nobody wants to listen to George Soros Radio anymore.
No, right? No, you don't want to do that. You don't know what you're getting. And in fact, even if you do listen, you don't know where your money's going to. Because it's going right to Soros.
It is. So, obviously, I mean, you make the choice. But, I mean, why not have fun with these two handsome guys here? Yeah. There was something about on the stream. Oh, I guess when we had Leighton's picture up there. Anyway, he was great.
Yeah.
You know, don't you think?
Oh, I thought he was really good.
I mean, when I said woke, he was like, yeah, my partner hates it. So I hope he goes back to his parents. How about wowk?
Hey, how about wowk?
Wowk. I don't know. Nate Lucas is up next. Porcelli's Deli 1025. Lots to do here on a Thursday. Thank you for being with us on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. Welcome home and whoosh, everyone.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.